Lounge.
And we're going to talk this morning about physical therapy at home. We've got with us Chuck Thigpen, who is the physical therapist, athletic trainer, researcher. He's with ATI Physical Therapy. During COVID-19, a lot of folks are being sort of kept away from contact of maybe a physical therapist. How do you do this virtually, Chuck? What's the first step in actually being able to do that?
You know, getting set up with online therapy really starts by having a good, secure connection, and then just having a device that can stream audio and video, just like you might do FaceTime, or I think as we're all learning Zoom and other things, but using an online therapy platform like ATI Connect allows us to extend our therapist expertise to a patient's home, delivering the right care at the right time at the right place.
The whole thing with physical therapy has to do a lot of times with touch. How does that work virtually? In other words, a lot of times with physical therapy, you get things that are assignments or things you need to do on your own time. I guess, is that maybe just an enhancement of that?
It definitely enhances the exercise piece, Bruce. It also, while hands-on is an important part of therapy, usually it's a small part early in the beginning. And really, the therapist expertise in educating you on what the condition is, also on how to extend your, manage your pain day to day, and then really importantly, how to do the exercise correctly that you alluded to. So the way we approach it with our ATI Connect is really taking you through your full session, making sure that you're able to go through and perform your exercises correctly, and then, modify those so they really fit your condition so you can recover in an optimal way.
How much were you into this technique or this way of doing it prior to COVID-19, or how did you ramp up to this situation?
Well, like a lot of things, we sort of got pushed into the swimming pool. Fortunately, at ATI, we've been preparing for this for a couple of years now. For about 18 months, we've actually been piloting this in our clinics and developing our approach. So we're really excited now. We've been able to do over 15,000 visits and really, I think, develop a new way to deliver care to patients, meeting patients where they want to be in their home in this kind of crazy time of, limited social interaction, crazy work schedules and our kids' schedules. Now we can meet patients where they are to deliver the right care at the right time and right place.
Chuck, some patients might have the question, what about my health care coverage? How does that play into this?
Fortunately, the majority of major health insurers, including Medicare, are covering telehealth during this time. And so as a part of that, physical therapy is included, just like it would in your normal in-network benefits. But as always, you want to check with your insurance company and make sure what their policy is.
When a session is taking place, if I have something that I'm dealing with and you're giving me advice, am I demonstrating a technique or you're doing it and then I'm replicating it, or you're watching me and say, that's not quite right? Sometimes it's hard to watch a screen or listen when you're, either on the floor or your back or whatever, how you're doing this. Can you maybe take us through something like that?
Yeah, that's exactly the way we do it. So the way that the ATI Connect platform works is we show you an exercise, a video, walk through what the key parts of that exercise are, and then you perform it while you're watching, and you can hear the therapist giving you feedback of how to correct. And then we actually can, using the platform that we have, we can record you while you're doing it and then show it back to you and help you learn the right way to perform the exercises, because that really is one of the most important parts of your recovery plan.
Right, the correct way. But sometimes you learn the correct way by seeing what's the wrong way, in a sense. In other words, you think, it feels different this way as opposed to this way, and then you can kind of know what it's at. How are the patients receptive to this at this point?
It's been a pleasant surprise. To be honest, I was a little skeptical at first in learning how to do this, but patients really seem to enjoy it. And actually, I think a lot of patients moving forward will be like, yeah, we did that, online before. Can we do that again? So I think it's really going to challenge us in a lot of ways to grow how we deliver health care and really meet patients where they want to be met and deliver the right care at the right time at the right place.
We're talking today with physical therapist, athletic trainer, researcher Chuck Thigpen from ATI Physical Therapy. A lot of times physical therapy is also mental therapy, right? There's a point where you're, because a lot of times if someone has pain, it affects other parts of their lives. And what you're trying to do is relieve the pain or give them hope that, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel, right?
You know, I think absolutely. I think understanding the context of what the pain is and kind of how that influences your daily life and what you can and can't do, that's why we think it's so important to extend our therapist expertise beyond the clinic and get in the home with the patients. And it's more accessible than it ever was now for patients really to therapists to educate patients to understand what their pain is, what's okay, what's not okay, and then really to keep them moving so they can recover. And I think that really helps your mental aspect in recovery.
Is this something that new patients would start with or just those that have sort of already been through maybe a first diagnosis or first session?
You know, I think absolutely. The initial evaluation, we often call it in therapy, works very well remotely. It's really a time to develop a relationship with your therapist, to answer some questions about how, you know, your pain's developed, kind of what's been going on. And that allows a therapist to give you an accurate diagnosis and a sense of what the right plan of care is. And if the telehealth option is the correct, approach for you, or maybe you need to come in the clinic in that situation. So the therapist definitely can do that from ground zero and get you on the right plan to get the right care in the right place.
And you can work on getting them the right equipment, too. Some things you can find around the home. Other things you may have to get that are sort of unique to physical therapy as well, too. So there's a little bit of that going on, too, right?
Yeah, you definitely would need to figure out a way to, you know, maybe using kids as to be your weights. Maybe that doesn't always work, but soup cans and lots of other things to kind of be the device. And then if you need to order something, the therapist can help guide you to the right type of equipment, to potentially order online to help augment your plan.
If you want to find out more about this that's going on, or even what you do at ATI Physical Therapy, where's the place to find that?
Yeah, just go to ATIPT.com, and you can learn all about our clinics as well as our ATI Connect online therapy session, where we extend the expertise of our therapists to meet patients where they are, delivering the right care at the right time in the right place.
Any advice to athletes who are sitting on their butts right now doing nothing? What advice would you tell them right now?
You know, I think keep doing something, really maintaining active, really keeping, your fitness up during this time, and really using it as a chance to work on those other things that maybe we often ignore during those times is a really great opportunity right now.
Pick up maybe some of those, fine-tuning some of your skills. Just work on fine motor skills or some other technique as well to help them out. Chuck, we appreciate your time this morning.
That's a great idea.
Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Chuck Thigpen, physical therapist, athletic trainer, researcher, how to manage your pain at home and get the most out of your virtual PT sessions during COVID-19.